You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, it's time to look at stories making headlines on the rest of the continent. Listen, the two big ones that we certainly expected to gain some traction, Crystal, would have been, of course, the elections in the DRC and Madagascar. And let's start with the DRC. I mean, you've told us all kinds of problems in the build-up to this. Firstly, the voting machines weren't necessarily going to work properly. There were issues around violence. And now, in fact, what we're being told is that the country's electoral commission is saying it's not going to happen. Not going to happen on time, at least.
Absolutely, Bongani. I mean, you can't make these things up. So, firstly, you know, the way the news came out is that the opposition candidates were summoned to a meeting at Parliament, and then they were shown documents and told by the Election Commission. Actually, the fact that they had this fire was totally disastrous, because in Kinshasa, that represents the majority of the voting population in the country. Majority of the voting stations, we're looking at 8,000 voting machines, were burned down. And they're not ready. So we could have seen this coming, but up till now, there's been no official statement. It's all been, they're not ready. It's likely to be postponed. And of course, this is making, you know, the situation on the ground very volatile. Opposition candidates are saying, look, they don't care. The election must go ahead. Their supporters are ready to vote. What is Kabila hiding from? And in fact, already there's all sorts of rumors swirling around Kinshasa that, you know, questioning who was responsible for this fire. And so now we're looking at the Election Commission saying that it will be postponed by a week because they need to replace the machines. Campaigning is, of course, expected to end today. And I just really think, Bongani, unfortunately, it's very chaotic. Police are using live ammunition. The pre-election campaign has been very violent. And so, you know, it's just not a conducive environment for an election. And I think, unfortunately, Bongani, I wonder if this election will in fact take place.
Yeah, I mean, the big questions to be asked about that. Live ammunition is certainly going to be something to worry about. All right, very briefly, Madagascar, counting still underway?
Counting underway, but of course, both candidates already claiming victory, Bongani. No surprises there. Look, the election was relatively peaceful. A very low voter turnout. I think there's voter fatigue in Madagascar. Of course, Marc Ravalomanana, former president, and Andry Rajoelina, both very keen to become the next Malagasian president. But of course, you know, the Election Commission has until next week, at least until before we reach 2019, to announce the results. This, of course, creates tension, Bongani, and this is where we see then different candidates bringing their supporters out. This is where the tension is, where the potential of violence really is the reality on the ground. And of course, with both candidates claiming to already win, you know, it doesn't help. But so far, the small percentage of votes that have already been counted, of course, puts Andry Rajoelina in pole position, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.